This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also go over to our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. And or our Twitter account, again, for whatever that's worth, that is Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. If you'd like to call in at any time, you may do so over the next three segments, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, again, as usual, there's much to cover, and we're going to get to it. And before we do get to it, I want to let you know that if you're a first-time listener, that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. There's no better way to say it. And I'll tell you what, if that offends, I want to tell you something. Truth demands a response, and the response that I'm getting from you, if it's offensive, I want to let you know, offend in Webster's 1828 means anything contrary to God's moral law. I stand on his side, so therefore, if that offends, that's okay, because if you're offended, at least it may bring about repentance and change, and that is the end aim here. That is the objective of the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Check out Acts of 20, verse 21. One when you get a moment. Folks, let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com really quick. And what we're going to do, as promised, is we're going to get over to Karl Deunitz right after the first segment here. German admiral and would-be Führer after Hitler. Politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. Listen carefully. Politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. It couldn't have happened any other way. It has to be the politicians that are going along to get along. Furthermore, politicians is a way, it's a disdainful way of calling them servants of the people. Because in this country, in America, we have statesmen or stateswomen. That means we have a representative government, and they actually do serve the constitutional enumerated laws, again, found in Article 4, Section 4 of our constitutional republic. But let me go back again. Politicians brought the Nazis to power, and they started the war. They are the ones who brought about these disgusting crimes. And let me just highlight something there, friends. Keep in mind, 80 million people in Germany let the politicians create the war, just like they are here in America. Let me say it again. In Germany, back in the 20s and 30s, 80 million people stood down and let the politicians start the war, just the way that they are in this country today. And you can bet your bottom dollar, friends, that it's the politicians creating division within the United States of America today. Look at the right-left paradigm, friends. If you're caught up into that political game, that is not our system. We are a constitutional republic. There's not a Republican Party, and there's not a Democratic Party. There's not an Independent Party. There surely isn't a Communist Party, and there is not a Sharia Law Party, at least not yet. But if America doesn't wake up soon enough, that's exactly what we're going to have. And guess what? Just as Judges 5:8 tells us, there's going to be war within the gates because you allowed other gods to infiltrate, and that's what's happening today. Lump it or like it. It's one of the two, friends. There is no in-betweenites here. So we're going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes. Are we as asleep as the Germans of the 30s? I want to tell you something. We have far surpassed what the Germans tolerated. And furthermore, let me remind you, there's 318.9 million people in this country. Back in Germany, there was only 80 million. And it took them 6 years, Adolf Hitler, to completely destroy that country. Just giving you a little history lesson real quick. Why don't you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. The FBI and CIA, oh my goodness, here we go again, friends. The FBI and CIA seek to hire in most Muslim city. Can you guess where that's at? Go ahead, check it out on sonsoflibertymedia.com when you get a moment, please. I can't. If you don't laugh, friends, you do cry. And I'm way past crying, let me tell you. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired as to where we are today in this country because it's so reproachful. You just don't know how to address the people that help. There's no other way to put it unless you want to point the finger of scorn at somebody else that comes to the roots of the American people found with them. I wanted to let you know, too, the NSA. A whistleblower states that NSA has all of Hillary's deleted emails. You do understand what's happening here, right? They want to show you, friends, that you have no power whatsoever to stop them and their propaganda and their totalitarian government. This is called being cast into your teeth because this is what takes his moral law. Also wanted to let you know, folks, like his predecessor, none other than George Bush Sr., and the one that helped things along concerning September 11th. You know, too, once again, Hillary Clinton illegally sold arms. Check it out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, you know all about this, and I'm just going to highlight. Been foisted upon the black community by Democrats. The Democrats are using the minority to create a political battering ram, just like they used with the homosexuals, just like they used with the atheists, all five of them in the United States of America, friends. This is governments behind closed doors doing this, and it's not American government whatsoever. So, in saying that, friends, is the world now safe for sodomy? With a big swastika sign. Check it out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sons of Liberty Media. Obama has been hiding a global slowdown. Stock markets should be down massively. Isn't it interesting? Again, let's go back to America and our responsibility. America, you have been highlighting the crimes of this administration along with the conservatives and the counterfeits for 7 3/4 years now. I mean, does there ever come a point where you become ashamed as to what you tolerate? I mean, do you ever come to the point where you're actually ashamed for not actually dealing with the crimes of a government that's working against American government within? I mean, I just had to ask the question. 1-866-582-9933. Be right back on the other side.
It was Dietrich Bonhoeffer who said the ultimate test of a moral society is the kind of world that it leaves to its children. We all know that the young people are the future and hope of America, and yet why are we not investing in them? We find that most politicians who are raising thousands and in some cases millions of dollars are not interested in the up-and-coming generations, but in only funding their own campaigns so they can continuously play the game of politics without resolve, with no change, and that leaves Americans on the losing side. Isn't it about time for the truth to be heard and to sincerely restore America back to the founding principles that made it great? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that our freedoms are preserved for all generations to come. And if you desire to see our nation restored, then please support our work by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and clicking that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Join together with us in fighting the good fight of faith and taking back America unto Christ.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey folks, is it true? Is it true concerning the prophetic? Because you do understand that when prophets were sent, they were killed by their own people time and time again. Why do you suppose that the people killed the prophets that were sent unto them? And they were sent to show them what God had for them. And because they refused it, then guess what came? What came was judgment. See, prevention is better than cure, and for some reason or another, people for the most part like to suffer the abuses before they actually correct the wrong. Why that is, I don't know. But again, isn't it interesting that even Paul himself said that? He was there for the defense of the gospel. And he said, "What do I become your enemy because I tell you the truth?" And folks, those that have been listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, we've been on the air for 15 years. And it's interesting to me, friends, how people are agitated, or they're moved, or they absolutely love the show. And it's also interesting to note that the older generations, and I'm talking about the 70s, 80s, and 90s, for those that are still around, they absolutely love this show. And I want to tell you why they love this show. Because they understand what the truth is. And I want you to understand that I'm on this radio program every day, not giving my opinion. I'm giving you the facts. And facts are stubborn things. And as I said earlier, friends, you do need to keep in mind that truth demands a response. And you're going to respond one way or another. And a lot of times people don't respond the right way. They respond where they want to actually shoot the messenger. You know, it tells us in Amos 5:10, did you know that it says, they hate him that rebuketh in the gate, and they abhor him that speaketh uprightly. You know who's agitated with me today? The conservatives and the professed Christians. Why? Well, if you look at John 15, Jesus was crucified and hated by these people because he uncovered them for who they were. He uncovered them for what they did and what they didn't do. Read Matthew 23 when you get a moment. And that again is why Jesus warned us to beware of the leaven of the Herodians, that of governmental indoctrination, and the Pharisees, religious hypocrisies. See, and that's what we're called to do. That's what the church is called to do. We're called to be the light of the world. And we're to take that light and set it up upon what? A candle. Folks, on top of the city. We're not to take that light and put that candle under a bushel or under the bed. No, we're to be the light of the world. And guess what light does? It exposes darkness at every turn, regardless of who it is. But it first starts with us. I also want you to understand before we start rocking the show, friends, that history is repeating itself. As I talked about during the first segment concerning, are we as far gone as the Germans of the 30s were? We have far surpassed what those people tolerated. I mean, just think about this. We're told, allegedly, that over 6 million Jews, and then 6 million more without and within, dissidents and gypsies, were slaughtered by Adolf Hitler. But just think about this, America. 318.9 million people are responsible for over 57 million dead babies in the womb. Just think about that. This is why people don't like the truth. Because when they're confronted with the truth, they're either going to respond one of two ways. They're either going to love the truth and they're going to repent, or they're going to hate the truth to their own condemnation and they're going to kick up against the truth. I want to tell you this. It's better to be divided by truth than to be united in error. It's better to speak the truth that hurts and then heals than falsehood that comforts and then kills. And do keep in mind, John 16 tells us that the Holy Ghost comes to convict of sin, lawlessness, righteousness, and judgment. He doesn't come to comfort a man that's in sin whatsoever. See, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us free from the law of sin and death. I want to go over to Jeremiah 1 for a moment so you can understand prophetic people. They're very black and white. There is no in-betweenites. There's no gray area. Because they understand, neither is Scripture, by the way, friends, because if you remember right, either you're hot or you're cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you, I'll puke you out of my mouth, said the Christ. If you go to Jeremiah 1:17, this is what the Lord said to the prophet Jeremiah. And by the way, this is exactly when Jesus was asking his disciples, who do men say that I am? What was made in reference and in parallel was some say that you're Jeremiah. Some say that you're Elijah. Some say that you're John the Baptist risen from the dead. Some say that you're one of the old prophets. Isn't that interesting? Read Luke 19 when you get a moment to those that reject the prophetic. But going to Jeremiah 1, therefore prepare yourself and arise, Jeremiah, and speak to them all that I command you. He didn't say, I'm going to give you some suggestions along the way, Jeremiah, and I just want you, if you feel like it, say it. If not, then don't. He said, and speak to them all that I command you. Do not be dismayed before their faces. Folks, when opposition comes, when danger comes, do you not realize prophetic people, they rise to the level of expectation. They operate, they move when they're in a corner. It's like a badger. You push a badger in the corner, what happens? He's the most dangerous animal to put into a corner. It's the same thing with prophetic people. They arise and shine in the time of need, and I praise God for it. Amen? He said, do not be dismayed before their faces. He said, lest I dismay you before them. For behold, I made you this day a fortified city and an iron pillar and a bronze wall against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, the corrupt government, and against the princes and against its priests, the hierarchy in the church, and against the people of the land. Let's not forget that, because we spend much time on the radio program confronting corruption in government that you tolerate. We spend much time confronting compromise in the professed church in America, who have a whore's forehead, by the way. Read Jeremiah 3. And they have it without shame, might I add. And then we have the people of the land that allow corrupt kings and allow corrupt priests to operate. See, if it wasn't for the people tolerating corruption, there wouldn't be a corrupt president and there wouldn't be a corrupt church in America. And I'm laying this charge to the feet of those that profess to be Christians more than anybody. In verse 19, it says, they will fight against you, but the Lord said, but they shall not prevail against you, for I am with you, says the Lord, to deliver you. So you need to understand that prophetic people that are set, and they have their face set against heaven as a flint, friends. They're not deterred by people having an attitude problem. No, it sparks them up all the more. It pulls the prophetic into the ring and says, bring it on. Let's contend for the faith. And I'm not talking about the arm of the flesh. No, I'm not talking about warring in the flesh. No, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. And then you can read Ephesians 6, because you can understand that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, right? In the spirit. And the spirit has everything to do with where we're at in the natural. First in the spirit, then there's a manifestation in the natural. First in the spiritual, then in the natural. Okay? So, as long as you understand that, you're going to understand what I mean when I said, it's better to be divided by truth than to be united in error. It's better to speak the truth that hurts and then heals than falsehood that comforts and then kills. I want to just lay this to your charge. This is on my heart. You have people opposed to the things that you hear on the radio program here because it is truth. I want to tell you to go ahead at any time. Have your friends that want to set Bradley Dean straight. I'm not saying that to be a hard guy. To go ahead and set me straight. That's what this radio show is about. And I want to tell you something too. Your silence proves the point of what the truth is. See, because we don't have to defend the truth here. The truth is like that lion that will defend itself. It always has, and it always will. Let me tell you something, friends. It's not love. And it's not friendship if we fail to declare the whole counsel of God. Remember the famous love chapter in 1 Corinthians 13. And, you know, love worketh all this and that, and worketh all this and that and that and this and this and that. Have you ever noticed that it says love worketh no ill in Romans 13, and then going back to 1 Corinthians 13? Do you notice how it says that love rejoiceth not in lawlessness? But there's a whole lot of people in this country that rejoice because they have a fallen version of love rather than one that's tagged to the Christ who sits at the right hand of the Father, a risen state. Right? Romans 13 tells us, let not love be without dissimulation. It tells us in the book of Peter, you know, let your love be not unfeigned, counterfeit. And we also understand from Leviticus 19:7 that, you know, love warns. We can see that in Ezekiel 3:33 as well as 33. Folks, have you ever noticed that? And it's not friendship, because faithful are the wounds of a friend. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful. And keep in mind, before we start rocking this next segment, Jesus was betrayed with a kiss. So therefore, if we fail to declare the whole counsel of God, then it proves that we're not his friend. And on the sonsoflibertyradio.com here, we care more about that than anything else.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey folks, did you know that it's better? Did you know that it's better to be hated for telling the truth than to be loved for telling a lie? It is. It's impossible to find anyone in the Bible who has power for God or with God who did not have enemies and was not hated. Furthermore, if you don't have enemies, it means you've never stood for anything. And I'm suggesting enemies for the right reasons. It's better to stand alone with the truth, the Christ, than to be wrong with the multitude. I mean, I'd rather go to hell by myself than... I'm sorry, I'd rather go to heaven by myself than to go to hell with the multitude, right? I'd rather go to heaven by myself than to hell with the multitude. Forgive me. It's one of those days, I guess. It's better to stand alone with the truth than to be wrong with the multitude. It is better to ultimately succeed with the truth than to temporarily succeed with a lie. See, there's only one gospel, Galatians 1, and Paul said, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. I don't want to be guilty of that, friends. That's why we preach the truth. So help me God. Hey, folks, are we as asleep as the Germans were in the 30s? Just food for thought. This is history. This is a true story, friends. This is not fictitious. This is not a novel. This really happened. Karl Dönitz, German admiral. He wanted to be the Führer after Adolf Hitler, which should be a lesson within itself. Any of these people that were caught just doing their job, as they said, obeying Adolf Hitler, doing his killing for him, They were saying they were doing their job. They were breaking God's moral law, and they were breaking the laws of that said government back in Germany. But you know that they were unrepentant. See, this is why when you look at America today, friends, do you understand that with corrupt politicians, do you not understand that these are not the type that you save? Do you not understand that they're not the type that you save? They're the type that you have to lawfully, let me put that word in there, deal with. Let me say that again. They're not the type that you save. They're the type that you lawfully remove. See, because Germany didn't that lesson. I mean, these people, after they committed the crimes of the said alleged 12 million people that were murdered by Adolf Hitler, and these war criminals under Adolf Hitler that just declared they were just taking orders and doing their job, they were unrepentant. They weren't sorry. Just like what you're seeing with Barack. Just like what you're seeing with Billy Bob Clinton. And just like what you're seeing with the Bushes. And just like what you're seeing with the administration at large, friends. They're not sorry. They're not sorry. They know what they're doing. Just like these people did. Matter of fact, on November 20th, 1945, the Nuremberg trials began. Bringing Hitler's Nazi criminals to justice. And by this time, by the way, several countries were destroyed and 50 million people, that's 2.5% of the world's population, lost their lives, including 12 million Jews without and within, German dissidents, political opposition, intellectuals, and gypsies. And they were all exterminated in the Nazi concentration camps. And I guarantee you, they were warned about everything that was going on, but the 80 million people just took it for face value and listen to those that were leading them to hell. And history teaches us that's exactly what they were doing. The world watched in horror as the courtroom filled with Nazi criminals was played. They played video footage of famished men, women, and children who were mercilessly shot, starved, and or tortured, and then thrown carelessly into mass graves, all because they did not fall into line with the ideology of Adolf Hitler. Guess what they're trying to do again today? The exact same thing. Just in a different way, just in a different time. Oh, they'll say, oh, you're crazy. Oh, really? Hey, folks, Jesus warned us. He said, when you look at the sky, you know the seasons because of what the sky shows you. And then he turned and he looked at him, you hypocrites. You know that, but you don't know this? In parallel. Even when they tell on themselves, Joseph Mengele, do you know that he said he was a Nazi criminal? I mean, folks, heinous crimes this individual committed. Do you know that he said the more that we do to you, the less you believe it's us doing it to you? That's what he said. I mean, this is why when you get on the radio and you know the history and you can see it, you can practically taste it, you can feel it. And you can feel the past and you can feel what's coming up again because people don't take the time to read the Word of God so the Lord would anoint their eyes to see and anoint their ears to hear. I mean, through discernment. I mean, the more that we do to you, the less that you believe it's us doing it to you, said Mengele. What's happening today? They're laughing at you every step of the way. During the opening of the court proceedings, Nuremberg trials, it's important to note that the prosecutor, the first thing he said was, the laws of God and man have been violated and the guilty must not go unpunished. Today, it's inconsequential, friends, concerning the lies they violate or the laws they violate. Which at end, when they break the laws, it has everything to do with our lives, doesn't it? Yes, it does. Just imagine if the Nuremberg trials per se, now this is prevention is better than cure. Just imagine if the Nuremberg trials per se would have taken place at the first unconstitutional act, the first time a politician, namely Adolf Hitler back in the 30s, would have been dealt with. Can you imagine if the Nuremberg trials per se would have taken place at the first unconstitutional act of Hitler's wicked regime? Hitler could have easily been stopped in the 1920s with relative ease by the German people who still had the freedom to do the right thing. And guess what, friends? They did it not. They didn't do the right thing when they had the freedom to do the right thing. You know what they did? They sat around and listened to the professed Christians who at length, Martin Niemöller said that it was our fault that these things happened. As a matter of fact, even during church, friends, the evangelicals would have churches, church services, and then when they'd see the cattle cars going by with all those dissidents that didn't agree with Hitler's dangerous ideologies, they said that they would just sing louder. That's exactly what's happening in churches today. They just sing louder. Babies are being murdered in the womb. They just sing louder. Hey, folks, the sodomites are aiming for your children. They just sing louder. Government corruption, they just sing louder. I mean, when is it that we begin to liken history with the present, friends? I mean, they could have been stopped. And, folks, again, let me remind you, you still have the freedom to do the right thing. You still do. Instead of doing the right thing, they acted as if Hitler had nothing to do with their personal lives, just like the American people do. Friends, as no one took Mussolini, Mao Zedong, or Joseph Stalin seriously at first, many fellow Germans thought Hitler was an average run-of-the-mill wacko who posed no threat. Oh, and you know what? Going back to the churches, it was also a fact that when the evangelicals, they would come out after church was over, well, all these Germans and these dissidents, these political oppositions to Hitler's dangerous regime, did you know that they would also wipe off the incinerated body ashes off of their cars as well? I mean, you want to talk about hardening your conscience. That's exactly what they did. And by the way, America, your conscience has been way hardened. You've seared your conscience long ago in 1973 when you started allowing a government to sanction the murder of the innocent in the womb. Historically, by the way, concerning Adolf Hitler, when they thought that he was just run-of-the-mill wacko who posed no threat, horrifically, they were dead wrong, were they not? Yep. I shared with you last week in 1938, he was Times Man of the Year in the United States of America, just like Joseph Stalin was, who was responsible for killing millions of his own people. Ayatollah Khomeini, same thing. Henry Kissinger, the same thing. Folks, we'll do another show on that on another time. Because Hitler got away with what he got away with because the people let him get away with it. And guess what? Whatever you let them get away with, they're always going to do it. See, Hitler no longer abided by the law. He changed the law to policy. And people thought it was law when in fact it wasn't law. And as I always say, friends, policy follows law. Law does not follow policy, if you're an attorney. Just wanted to set that one straight for you. Hitler no longer abided by the laws, just like your politicians don't, friends, for the most part. But instead, what they did, instead, promulgated his agenda by force, just the way that they're doing it today, through the state-controlled narrative of the propaganda that's pushed on you by a totalitarian system, which is bought and paid for by the CIA. Do your homework. So therefore, if Hitler no longer abided by the law and started to push his agenda by force the way that they're doing today in America, I got a question for you. Where were the 80 million people in Germany to stand up against this monster? Hey, folks, where are the 318.9 million people to stand up against this dangerous narrative, this propaganda machine run and operated by the CIA? I just want to know. Just asking the question, friends. Just want to know. As Carl Deunitz blurted it out, it was the politicians and the people who tolerated them who were responsible for bringing the Nazis to power. They were the ones that were responsible for bringing the Nazis to power. And it's the same thing that's happening here, America. Again, I don't know how many different ways to paint the picture. Because we don't need to keep talking about, as I've said in the past, again. We don't need to keep talking about the branches on the tree. We need to lay the axe to the root of the tree, because until we do that, nothing's going to change. That's what we need to do. We're going to get back to this, and I'm going to finish it before the end of the show. I promise you this. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and or SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-07 That's 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief, you can wear. Available at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Geico applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to Geico. To prove it, Geico will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with Geico by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Talking about, are we as asleep as the Germans of the 30s? Are we as far gone as the Germans were in the 30s? Of course we are. We're way beyond it. I was just sharing with you right before the break, Hitler no longer abided by the law. He didn't abide by the law at all, friends. He wanted to become the law. That's what defines a tyrant. That's what you have submitted yourself to in this country over the last 60 years through administration after administration. And again, for the first time listeners, do keep in mind, those that serve we the people put their hand on the Bible to swear that they will uphold the laws found in the Constitution, not to tear them down and recreate the Constitution in their own ungodly, immoral, wicked image in any sense of the word. But America has been led to believe that whatever they do, they can go ahead and do whatever they want to do. And they do it because you let them do it. Wow. On a daily basis, the crimes of Hitler and his regime were evident. Just the way that you're seeing it today. So obvious were the atrocities that after the church, Germans were wiping the ashes of the incinerated victims off their cars, as I shared with you earlier. Their lack of action turned them from victims, this is important, to accomplices. And the murders that were taking place under none other than Adolf Hitler. Their lack of action, again, turned from victims to accomplices. So what does this have to do with America today? Everything. because it's clear to see that over the last four administrations at least, America's government is emulating many similarities. Likewise, setting itself at war with God, abusing power, and trampling on the Constitution, and spitting on the graves of our fallen as they desecrate the office in which you've allowed them to remain. So were the 318.9 million Americans to stand up and magnify the laws of our constitutional republic against them that fail to keep their oath? Oh, we just settle for whatever's coming down again. And whatever they throw at us, we'll just go ahead and drink that cup of Kool-Aid, no matter what it tastes like, and we'll act like we're really a part of the system that's bringing about change. Yeah, we tried that over the last 7 3/4 years. How'd that work out for you? Apparently, Americans have forgotten the price of their blood-bought freedoms, paid for by hundreds of thousands of veterans who laid down their lives, fortunes, and sacred honors, just like the Christ did in the Spirit, first and foremost. I highly esteem his sacrifice in the Spirit. And I honor the sacrifice of our brothers and our sisters, our uncles and our aunts, our neighbors, our cousins, our dads, our moms, our grandpas, our grandmas, our uncles and our aunts, as I said earlier. But did you know that in the 1800s, after much bloodshed through the Civil War, which was created, by the way, President Andrew Johnson made one wrong move, causing him to be tried for impeachment. One wrong move. Article 2, Section 4. The smallest of infractions, friends. Not treason. You don't have to do something before they commit the act of treason. But these corrupt politicians in America know that even when they commit the act of treason, you're not going to do anything about it. How shameful. And you're looking at Hillary Clinton as a perfect example, an exhibition of exactly what I'm talking about right now, and Barack Hussein Obama. See, friends, it would do us well to take the lesson from the people back in the 1800s in this country that did not tolerate the smallest of offenses. See, Americans at that time were jealous over the liberties that they would not tolerate the least of offense, because they seen that 600,000 boys in the North and in the South was the war and the bloodshed that it would take to actually, well, walk in a little peace, walk in a little righteousness until a later date, right? See, it would do us well to follow in our forefathers' steps. Hebrews 13:8, lest we, like Germany, become accomplices to America's overthrow through our apathy and lack of repentance to our own demise. Hey, folks, as it says on the Supreme Court building, justice is the guardian of liberty. It's good to get that etched in your heart and in your mind. Justice is the guardian of liberty. Justice is the guardian of liberty. Justice is the guardian of liberty. Right under Moses holding the Ten Commandments on the back of the Supreme Court building. See, we must follow the preamble of our Constitution and establish justice, Isaiah 51, in order to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our posterity. America, simply put, prevention again is better than cure. It really is. Interestingly enough, Time magazine merited the murderous dictator Adolf Hitler Man of the Year in 1938. Again, Joseph Stalin was also declared Time's Man of the Year in 1939 and 1942, who, like Hitler, was responsible for committing heinous crimes against his own people. This brings one to ask what other criminals have been labeled Man of the Year by Time magazine. Well, friends, guess what? You may be surprised. See, once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of the opposition, it is only one way to go, and that is to lay down, or to actually go down, the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. See, and we can always counter that by going back to what Thomas Jefferson rightly said. That again, when the government fears the people, you have liberty. But where the people fear the government, you have tyranny. So where are we at today? Well, we can see that we're in a place where people fear the government. And that is not proper. That is a diabolical fear, not a filial fear. And see, the American people need to understand once again that our government works for we the people, not we for the government. And we are an extension, and the government is an extension of who we are in this country. I mean, when you talk about those that serve we the people in government, who are we talking about? Well, we're talking about our family members. Well, our system of government has been set up just that way. And it amazes me how many people actually settle for the fact, well, they. I did a whole show one day, friends, and I asked you the question. And, of course, I got no phone calls because nobody can answer the question. Who's they? When you're complaining about government, when you're complaining about the crimes of they, who are you talking about? Because even when you look at the likes of a Hillary Clinton or an Adolf Hitler, friends, or any other past administration that has sanctioned the murder of the innocent on their watch, who is they? How is it that you can blame them for what you let them do? See, I work so hard for people to get that point. They only do what I said earlier, what you let them do. And I don't know why this constantly goes through me on this radio program, but how is it that we can listen to a radio show over and over, day after day, just listening to them highlight the next criminal in politics that's been busted 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, folks, 1,180 times, like the President of the United States? How is that entertaining to you? How is it that you feed on that? That's depressing. That feeds hopelessness. And yet, I can see the top. I can see over the top of what's going on in this country by having hope because my faith is on the Christ. How is it that, America, you feed on this sort of information? How is it that you even you come up with a resolve within your mind and your heart that I'm going to have someone else bring about the resolve to the problems instead of taking responsibility and dealing with them myself? And I would remind you, all you Trumpites and you Clintonites, again, I don't mean to bring her in there, folks, because she is a criminal. She's committed the act of treason several times, as is her husband, as is the President of the United States. And you do need to understand that there is consequence for treason, friends, and it's not good. Read the code, the federal code. But how is it that you've conditioned yourself to say to the next tyrant, as you exchange one tyrant for another, how is it that you expect the next guy to come up and play the man to fix all of your problems for you? We do not have a monarchy in this country. We have one king. His name is King Jesus. And that's why the flags were flying during the Revolutionary War. No king but King Jesus, and appeal to heaven. There's only one God that can fix these problems. And when we are unified, one nation under God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, then and only then, when it's the right time and the church is willing to fight for what God will bestow upon them, because keep in mind, friends, God is always willing to give you what you're willing to fight for, but you got to first fight the good fight of faith. But without fighting, don't say anything about your faith because you don't have it. Faith doesn't hide itself. It brings itself forward, and it shows itself off. That's real faith. I'll show you my faith by my works, Paul said. So, friends, I say prevention is better than cure. Friends, I say let's deal with the issues at hand. Friends, I say one nation under God, because outside of Him, the only thing that we have coming is exactly what we deserve. Acts 20, verse 21, love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, talk to you soon.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.